Boy, nice, beautiful day for baseball. The Giants try to sweep the Twins, but 31-18, that is the key. They're playing great baseball. But we have Jeremy Alfeld with us, and let's have a big hand for Jeremy for coming out today.
Very good.
And Jeremy, you realize you're on with Patrick Connor.
Yeah.
Right on, Jeremy. Thanks for coming out, man.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Well, it's great. No, we're happy to have you out here. Now, you know, you do so many nice things in the community, and I went to the movie at the Million Dollar Arm and saw you there, and we talked about all the things you do. But we're happy to have you out here today because there's a very special program you've been involved with a number of years, and it's called Generation Alive. And I want everyone to know about it. We have a big audience listening coming into the ballpark today.
Yeah.
The Public House is going to be part of this as well, and we're thrilled to have you here. So take it away and tell us about Generation Alive.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, Generation Alive is an organization I started in 2005. One of the things that I've seen through my travels, you know, whether, you know, when I was a kid, I went overseas quite a bit as a military brat. And then just with baseball, traveling through the different cities of the United States, you start to see stuff when you walk around. Because I walk around a lot before the games, and I check out the cities that we go to play in. And you see a lot of poverty, and you see a lot of pain from that poverty. And so something that I wanted to do was understand why I'm a Major League Baseball player. And, you know, some guys play the game, you know, for themselves a little bit. We all kind of do that. But I didn't really want the fame for myself. You know, I think one of the things that I think as a baseball player that we get is a very big platform to reach out to a lot of people. And one of the reasons that I have continued to play this game is I find a lot of joy in the game, obviously. But a lot of my joy comes from the fact that I can help a lot of people through the platform that I've been given. In Major League Baseball, and in that way for me was to kind of understand what's going on outside these stadium walls. You know, life's pretty good in the stadium and the clubhouse, and you know, I have a great family, and but I know there's a lot of people that don't have the opportunities that I've been given because of poverty. And so I started Generation Alive to kind of get people to understand what goes on in poverty, both locally in the cities here in the United States, but also globally. And a lot of these people that I try to bring awareness to are young people, whether it be middle school, elementary, most of them are high school, college age kids, and try to get them to understand what success really is. And when I try to get them to understand the pains of poverty, I also try to provide programs to help them alleviate those pains and to try to get them involved in those in alleviating the pains of poverty through the programs that we have. And it's been a great deal. We've done a lot of hunger initiatives with young people. We just got done doing one at a university in Spokane, Washington, where we packaged 600,000 meals in one day.
Wow.
And we were down here in East Palo Alto the last 3 years. We've done almost 500,000 meals with those kids down there. And it's been a really, really awesome opportunity to help alleviate that pain. And the kids have a lot of fun doing it.
Wow, what a beautiful story. And, of course, contributions can come in to Generation Alive. How does that happen? How do you contribute to it?
Well, we're a 501c3. You can go online. We do online donations. We also, you can mail them in. And you know, almost, you know, some of the money goes to the administrative costs, but most of the money, we're trying to get it up to 90% of the money will go straight to the programs. The Hunger Initiative is awesome. You basically, it's 25 cents, feeds a person. It's 25 cents a meal is usually what it is. But we also fight human trafficking. We do a lot of that stuff because it does happen a lot globally, but also here in the United States. And I partner with Not For Sale here in town to do that. We do different things. We do well digging where we can go out and we can raise money to put in different wells around the world.
Yeah.
Fresh water is a really a tough deal. In the United States, it's pretty easy to get fresh water, but everywhere else, it's very, very hard. And it's a reason why most illnesses happen. And we also do another, we do some orphanage building. Then we do another, we help with another project, local project here at Anapa, which is called One World Football. And it's an unpoppable soccer ball. And I've actually tried to pop it. I took one and I drove over. I have a big truck, and I drove over it.
Like a monster truck or something?
Yeah.
Don't try this. This doesn't sound good for you.
I know.
Sound good for you.
I try not to get hurt. I have a step that allows me to step into my truck so I don't blow out.
Don't tell Dave Greshner you're doing this, please.
Yeah.
Larry.
This is not good.
Yeah.
You heard it here, right here on the Sports Leader.
But, yeah, it doesn't pop. I rolled over it and flattened it, and it blew right back up. It's
terrific.
Pretty awesome. So we send those over to the poverty areas as well. It's a fun deal.
Well, what I like about it, and, Pat, you can jump in anytime you want. What I like about it is you involve people, young people, who are doing well.
Yeah.
And you teach them what is going on around the world. And that's what I really like about it. And I just went to the website this morning, generationalive.org. And what we do, youth engaging in hunger projects, which you describe, youth providing aid to orphans, youth funding clean water initiatives, youth working toward the abolishment of child slavery, and youth promoting play through the distribution of the durable football, which you explained. But what I like about it is you are educating people who normally would not have this education to help people around the world. That's really what I like about it.
Yeah, you know, my biggest thing is, you know, everybody wants to be successful, and a young person always has dreams. You know, I have three boys, and my seven-year-old wants to be a different thing every day. You know, so everybody has dreams to become somebody or to become something. And my biggest thing is when you get to that area of success, that is not success to me. To be able to win a world championship is part of success in my business, how I look at it. You know, success for me is being able to use my success to take people who might not have opportunity and give them opportunity to succeed. And there's a lot of people out there that do not have the opportunity. It's not that they don't have vision. It's not that they don't have passion. It's they have no opportunity to exercise those things. And so we want to really try to create those and try to get kids and young adults to understand that when you grow up to be somebody, make sure you pass that down and understand the opportunities you were given to become great and make sure they have those same opportunities, because that's how you create community and that's how you love your neighbor. And that's kind of my whole passion.
Well, terrific. Go ahead, Pat.
Jeremy Affeld here with us on the Public House patio. And Jeremy, you know, I go to work and then go home and watch the Giants play so I can do my job a little bit better and maybe watch a football game, go out with the friends, watch a movie. I feel like a slug because I'm not contributing to society like you are, man, but I can get involved, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And I can do it today right here at the Public House.
Yeah, you know, with the help of KNBR, obviously, in the Public House, you know, they're doing an awesome program with us. We sat down with them and tried to brainstorm a little bit about what we can do, and they gave us an awesome opportunity. Today is our first day of it. And we're kind of doing a soft launch today, and I'll push it more a little bit next week, obviously. Yeah. But, you know, this is their first day doing it, and I'm really, really excited. They're doing an add to charity on the check, and you can add whatever amount you want. You can add 25 cents. You can add $50, whatever you want to add to the check, and 100% of that add to charity goes to Generation Alive, and it helps us do these programs. And we're really, really excited to be a part of this, and I'm so happy we're able to partner with KNBR and the Public House on this issue.
Yeah, terrific. Allison here talked to us about it. When you get your check today, you can make a designation, let your server know that you want to give so much to Generation Alive. And the president of my fan club is here, Billy. Billy, let's do it. She's got the Marty Leary button on her hat there. But Billy, when you sign your bill today, let's make sure we make a nice contribution to Generation Alive today. From the Marty Leary Fan Club.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Hey, you know, Marty, Jeremy's also you're participating in the San Francisco Marathon and Half Marathon. Can you let everybody know a little bit about that as well?
Yeah, before I get the Giants front office all excited, I'm not participating in it.
Well, you're assisting.
Yeah, you know, you have to be careful, please.
Yeah, I'm not running across the bridge.
Let me tell you, I have beer can here walking you back and forth in the clubhouse, so there's no trouble.
Yeah, I try to keep my running from pitcher's mound to first base into the dugout. That's kind of where I like to run. But we do have a team, a Generation Alive team, and I'm really, really excited. This is the first marathon that I've had Generation Alive sponsor and be a part of. We are actually a sponsor for the marathon. But we wanted 10. We wanted 5. We got 5. And then I asked for 10. And you know what? I got a call yesterday that told me that we now have 10 people in the marathon, and they're raising money in that marathon. They're in the part of the half marathon and the full marathon. Really, really excited. I have a good friend of mine, Jonathan Grunderson, that is like one of the he runs like the 100-mile runs. He's kind of a crazy runner guy, but he's heading up the team for me, and I'm really excited, man. These guys are going to be great, and I'm pretty pumped to see what comes out of this. But I'm also very, very excited to see what happens. Mizuno is going to help with the shirts, and we got a lot of people jumping on board with this deal. I'm really, really excited to see a community of people that come together and want to help out those in poverty. It's pretty exciting for me.
You have the form. You have the platform, and you're using it in a very positive way, which is terrific. All right, let's talk a little bit of baseball with you. I said it to you the other night when I met you out at the theater, and I'll say it again. When you're right, there's nobody better setting it up and getting your job done, lefties, righties, and all that. How are you feeling this year?
You know what? I feel pretty good. You know, my biggest thing the last few years is I've dealt with just some nagging injuries. I've been able to pitch through it most of the time. My training staff, you know, Greshner and these guys, man, they're really good at what they do, keeping us on the field. So we have great doctors, and they did the best they could last year with me, and it just didn't work. You know, I needed surgery. and I was trying to pitch through some pain that, you know, I probably should have told them about, and they weren't real happy that I did not tell them the whole story on how bad I was in pain, and I tried to pitch through it, and it just wasn't working for me. This year, you know, through the surgery, through the rehab process this off season, through the program that they have me on right now, to continue to stay healthy, it seems to be working. I feel a lot stronger this year.
Good.
My delivery feels, I just have more of a peace of mind with my delivery. I'm not fighting myself so bad. So that's really good. And I worked with, you know, Gardner, Mark Gardner and Righetti a lot on it. And Guardian Rags have just been really good with me and seeing things and trying to help me stay on track with my delivery. And now that I feel strong enough to stay within that delivery. Last year I was leaking pretty bad because of my groin. But, you know, I've been excited. You know, I Bochy's entrusted me with some pretty good games here, and I'm thankful for that. But our bullpen in general has been phenomenal,
huh?
Man. I was late to the gig here, man. I was 15 days late, and they almost didn't even want to activate me because they're like, yeah, we really don't have a place for you. I had a hard time making the team this year, you know. And Machi's been phenomenal. With Casilla going down, you know, it could have been a pretty big hole in our pen, you know, because Casilla's probably pitched in some of the biggest, if not the biggest, jams that we've had this year and gotten out of them. But Machi, you know, for me, has really stepped up. I mean, what an awesome job he's been doing this year, and Gutierrez as well. And, you know, I think that, you know, we have a lot of these guys that we didn't know if we were going to be on our team, make the team, and pitch really, really well. And I think that's been a big part of our success. Vogey back on track, obviously, and Hudson coming in and pitching a lot of good ball games. So our starting pitching has been phenomenal. Our defense has been really good. And our offense has had some pop this year.
Come on, home runs are fun.
Yeah, we're not hitting singles a lot. You know, when we score some runs, you know, when we get a hit, it seems like we get a run whenever we get a hit. So really, really happy about that. Morse has obviously been a big part of that deal.
That's so good. Hey, one last thought, and then Pat, jump in here. You're not going to run, right, when you hit? And you're not going to hit, right?
I don't.
Right, come on, really? Let's let him know that now.
I kind of feel like.
You don't need it. Do you have any major league hits?
I do.
This guy can swing
enough.
It.
Actually,
you already got one. Okay.
I actually more than have that. I have two game winning hits.
Really?
I've got two hits that scored the game winning RBI. I'm pretty excited to have that kind of deal on my stat card there. But, you know, I am probably the best hitting reliever on the team. I don't get to show it that much because Bochy worries about me.
Right, naturally.
Yeah. But I think that if I do get a hit, I might get thrown out from the outfield based on the fact that I won't be running that
very
part.
Good. Yeah. Very good.
So, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, Jeremy, you talked about Mike Morris and CSN Bags. Andy Baggerly does a great job over at CSNBarry.com. Alerted us, turned us on to the fact that these helmets, these medieval helmets and battle helmets are infiltrating their way into the culture of the Giants locker room. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, they're kind of getting in there a little bit. I think Morris brought that over. I don't really know how that started.
Okay.
But I did decide to come in 2 days ago, and I looked up my locker, and I had a Crusader helmet, like a jousting helmet, in my locker. And I tried to put it on. It's a little big, and I don't really know when I'm going to wear it.
Okay.
But you know what? It's in there, and we're hoping if we pop champagne this year, we'll the plan is to put me in a cart with a jousting thing and roll me around the field out there. So it'll be kind of a fun deal if I get to wear it. But right now it just sits up there. But yeah, it seems like everybody's got their own helmet. It's an interesting deal.
Jeremy, he said there's a ritual after wins that goes on. Can you share that, or is that top secret info?
It is kind of clubhouse info. But the dudes do run around with their helmets on in the clubhouse prior to the media entering the clubhouse. And they're in uniform. They're fully clothed.
Let's hear it for Jeremy Affeldt.
Really.
Thank you.
This is a very, very, very special man. As just a man in the world and a man in baseball. We're lucky to have him here in two World Series rings because of him as well. He didn't get involved in the fight, and he stayed back in Philadelphia and warmed up. We know that. But he's very special, and I'm happy to have you here. GenerationAlive.org, you can contribute. But anyone here today signing a check for the Public House, put something on there, tell your server, and it's going to go right to this organization. So, Jeremy, thank you so much.
Thanks Marty. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much.
All right. Now, we have something for you.
Awesome.
We have a Marty Lurie shirt.
Nice,
for you. Now,
man.
When you put on the jousting helmet.
Yeah, I'll take that out there.
You can wear the Marty Lurie talking baseball.
Marty in the Crusader helmet will
and,
be on.
Hey, all right,
yeah,
now,
come on.
And Beer Can will assist you and take you back to the clubhouse so nothing happens. And she'll tell you why she's called Beer Can.
Okay, I can't wait.
All right, more coming up on the Sports Leader.